Jim, Matt, and Molly continues live from Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. Jim Rutledge alongside Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton and the Molly Brown. And we are also now thrilled to be joined by Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike, who is making... Was this your first trip to Madison then? Is that right?
No, I've been here once before. When I was a producer at ESPN Radio at the network level, I was producing Russillo and Cannell, and we went on a fall football tour, and our first stop was here in Madison. However, I left after the show on Friday, so I've never been to a game at Camp Randall. So not my first time boots on the ground in Madison, but my first time at a game tomorrow night.
Amazing. Are you excited?
So excited. We were fortunate enough to get a little tour of the stadium today. What a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool, and I can't wait to see it with everyone packed in there doing jump around.
Yeah.
Really iconic.
Yes.
Nighttime jump around, too. That's so good. The red lights, like, it's so much better at night.
I am excited. I haven't been to a game at Camp Randall in 2 years now, and I haven't seen the new lights, so I'm excited. Michelle, the first thing that you brought up when you came here, you said that you were listening to our show on the way in and that you agreed with me on steak sauce.
Yes.
So please tell these guys what it all just they give me so much crap for my sauces.
Wait, I
like ketchup.
Liked it.
No,
ketchup, I give you crap.
Every single thing. It's ketchup, ranch, A1 sauce. I always get so much crap for it, and you have the exact same take as me.
I stand with you. I'm a condiment queen myself.
Okay.
I love A1 so much that when I studied abroad in Italy, my mom had to send a care package over, and I was like, make sure to throw in some A1. Regular will do. The thick and bold will also do. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever you can get, just send it over. I also know that you cannot disrespect a chef.
Yeah.
And I know that when you go to a wonderful steakhouse like we did last night at the Tornado Room, is it Tornado, the Tornado Room, or Tornado Room? I'm not quite sure how to describe
it.
I've heard three different iterations of the name, but the food was outstanding.
I always call it Tornado Room.
Tornado Room. So I'm there last night.
What did your check say? Like, you got paid by them.
I don't read that. I only looked at the numbers where you got the number you're cashing.
I don't care who's sending the money as long as it's
coming.
I'm with you on that. Right. But I ordered a great filet last night. I took one bite of it. It was cooked to perfection. The outside was seasoned well, but I missed a little dip. Mm-hmm. I like a
little
dip. It's
the salty, like, taste of it.
I put my pizza in ranch.
Yep.
I'm a Midwest girl who likes condiments, but I did not want to disrespect Tornado Room, and I didn't want to embarrass my teammate, Nevin Cohen. It's his favorite restaurant on earth, but I could have enjoyed a little sauce on the side. That's all I'm saying.
Does he embarrass you that he gets broiled shrimp at a steakhouse?
Yes, he embarrasses me by doing that for sure.
It did look like he got, like, the kid's plate.
I know.
Like, everyone else had these steaks and giant onion rings on the plate, and then I look in front of Evan, it's a skewer of broiled shrimp.
I know. But they did smell delicious, and he was very generous and gave me one. They tasted very good.
Yeah, they are very good.
Very good.
Yeah, so with the traveling with Evan.
Oh, God.
What is that like? Because I worked with Evan down in Florida a little bit. I didn't travel much with him, but I saw some of your Instagram stuff, and they were posted on Twitter as well. I would imagine, knowing him for a while, that he's interested in traveling.
Evan's very quirky.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah.
But I respect it because he... You know, here's what I respect about Evan. He's not going to be bullied by me or anybody else into changing his ways. Would it be a more convenient route for him to download his boarding pass into his Apple wallet like everyone else in America? Of course. Is he ever going to not go to the kiosk and print it out? No. That's just who he is, and that's what he wants to do. Evan is, he travels as if he's like a 92-year-old man. He likes to print out. He likes to make sure he's there at a certain time. But it's also got like a dash of bougie in it because he wants to be there at a certain time, of course, to get settled. But not just get settled. He wants to go to the Delta Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
All the bougie food there, too.
Honestly, with curling, I travel a lot, too. I like having the printout because sometimes I'll kill my phone on the flight.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden I have no ticket. So I am here for the printout.
Okay.
And I
That's
also
good.
Like to go a little extra early, get a coffee in the lounge, maybe a croissant.
Oh, my God. So you're bougie, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bougie traveler as well.
Okay.
I certainly am.
Well, maybe I'm just a hater because I'm jealous. Like, I hate you because I ain't you. Yeah. I'm not in the lounge.
That might be
I'm
it.
I'm at Chili's, too. Eating some chips.
Evan has the bougie look, but Matt doesn't look bougie, but is just as bougie.
Okay, good to know. Mm-hmm. Deceptive.
Yeah, exactly. I look down to earth and like everyone else, but I love fancy things. Like escargot.
I heard that on the way in, too. What's the fanciest thing that you like?
The fanciest thing that I enjoy? Oh, man, that's tough. I order this whenever I see it. You find it a little bit more in Europe. It's easier to get. It's called Amon Ibérico. and it's
like the ham and cheese.
It's a Spanish pig that it only eats acorns, and it's the best pork on the planet.
Is this a joke?
No, no, no. I'm serious. It's like the Wagyu of pork. It's called a Monin Barrico, and it's literally the best. Like, I will pay double what the pork chop is on the menu if they've got a Monin Barrico pork chop.
It's that good.
It's that good. It's amazing. Okay. And yet, I would say that is maybe one of the more bougie things that, like, if it's on a menu, I guarantee I'm ordering it.
Okay, but you like what you like.
Yeah,
so we're here at Buckin' Honey's. Like. Evan just took off. I think you guys are doing a chalk talk here. So before that, you go, Matt, I want you to say how much you've spent on a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
And then see what Michelle. I feel like.
Okay, okay. So do you like getting gifts for yourself and you know, maybe someone else when you're on the road if you go cool places?
I do not deny myself anything. I treat myself 24/7, 365.
All right. I think Michelle's going to take my side of this. So I was in.
I'm on your side for it, but the number's insane.
I was in Norway, and.
As one is.
It's for a curling event. And I don't know. They have, like, have you ever heard or seen of a, like, a Norwegian sweater?
No.
So they're wool sweaters. They've got, like, metal clasps at the top. They kind of look like Viking a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're made there in Norway. They're hand-knit. They're not cheap. And I spent $350 on a sweatshirt or a sweater.
Look. I think that is appropriate. And
thank you.
And here's why. When are you going to be in Norway again and have the opportunity to buy this specialty item?
Yeah.
I think that is an appropriate endeavor to treat yourself. Now, is it pricey? Of course. But it's also a memory of the time that you were there.
Exactly.
And it sounds like a functional item that you can wear often. You live in Wisconsin. It's cold. Yep. So
I wore it the other day. And I made sure to buy my wife one so I didn't get flack for, one, not buying her one, or flack for how much I spent on it. I was
smart
like,
man.
Well, you got one too,
smart man.
You got one too, baby?
I thought you said your teammate Chris Plies bullied you into the more
expensive
so
one. I grabbed the one with the zipper, and the one with the clasps was like these beautiful, like, ornate metal clasps that just, like, linked together. It was like $70 more, and he's like, "You should go for the clasp." Like, if you're gonna go authentic. This is a Dali of Norway. You need to get the nicest one they got. And I was like, "Oh, you know what, Chris? You're right."
It's the Hamon and Barrico of sweaters.
It's the Hamon and Barrico of sweaters, without a doubt.
Michelle, thanks for joining us. You made Matt's day.
Yeah.
When he can be bougie, he is so happy.
Basically, all I did was come on and gas you guys up for all your takes.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah,
thanks
that's
for
all we do to each
guys.
Other. Thanks for hopping on. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. You can be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Millions of dollars in one every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So go be a winner and go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. I'm just going to ask Ryan, do I go to break right now?
Yeah, why don't we just go to break?
All right. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
If you're going to describe the person you don't want to sit next to you on the plane, and I'll tell you how close you are to who this person was.
I would say, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson size, but more like...
If Dwayne The Rock Johnson is sitting next to you or somebody that looks like that, you're going to be happy.
I would be happy.
You can be my flotation device.
Okay.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN.